understand the perspective of this being a gift, but it's the budget book. If you have any questions.
Winston Budget Committee meeting, April 27th, 7 o'clock p.m.
To Mr. Bauer or Mr. McIntosh. Mr. McIntosh, are you going to deliver the budget?
Yep, he is.
Why don't you do that, and then we'll move on.
Thank you. Mayor, members of council, members of the budget committee, thanks for joining us tonight. The budget message is at the front here, City of Winston budget message, kind of this colored page. I think we're all probably there.
I passed that.
Page four, I believe, everyone.
Yeah.
Is that taupe?
Yeah, taupe. It's ivory.
Yellow.
Not white.
So a couple things as it relates to the budget message, just want to kind of jump in. There are some things that kind of perpetuated and will throughout the next year. Some of those being as it relates to our PD, our SROs, those will continue to be in the budget. Some of our normal expenditures and revenues. Inflation is still an issue as we all can see that, kind of feel that, and probably in your personal budget too. There were some strides as it relates to grants that the city made actually some significant strides. The focal point being the Safe Routes to School. That's a $2 million grant that we're projecting. There's some design work that we had to factor in, some different things we had to factor into the budget. One of the things to highlight is the difference in this year versus the previous fiscal year was we did not receive another installment of the ARPA funds, so you actually saw a $340,000 decrease in the total preliminary budget. So that really helped for a couple of years augment our budget in some fashion. It was a large cash infusion that's now been factored in. But some of the other things that we're seeing in terms of insurance, medical, and vehicle insurance, there was an increase there, a total of about 23% between both of them. So it was pretty significant in that regard. Just want to kind of do broad strokes for some of the projects that we covered last year. Of course, we did the Parks and Wastewater SDCs, Riverbend Park Stage Roof, Community Center Roof. That was a significant project. The West Side Street and Sewer Project, that was probably one of the most, the largest project as it relates to West Side, Rose Street, those areas. We did the extension out to prepare for the siphon. And then there were some other kind of nominal things as it relates to the plan, pump deragger, aeration basin actuators. The Public Works got a new vehicle, and we continue on some of our subgrade roads, dust control. During this next fiscal cycle, there's obviously some additional capital projects that are planned. We were not able to be as liberal with those this year because just the condition of the budget required us to pull back on quite a few dollars in order to just get it balanced. But there are some projects that are factored in. One of the bigger ones would be the pavilion, which is $136,000. That was on grant. That is in the budget. And we are scheduled to spend it this next fiscal year. Public Works will be getting a new vehicle. They've got an old 1992 truck that's just it's done. So they've got that factored in. Public Works will also continue to work on their building. There's about $75,000 that's spread out between streets and drainage, sewer, and parks to kind of facilitate to that. We also have a couple of different projects as it relates to the sewer and the streets. There's one project that it kind of on the cusp of planning that's been factored into the budget. That helps precede the Safe Routes to School. It's on Tumlin. It's about 400-foot mainline replacement. We've got to look at that sewer line, so that had to be factored in prior to moving forward with the rest of it, the SRT grant. The design work for that had to also be factored in. In a little bit in conclusion here, there were some unforeseen situations that we had to deal with as it relates to the streets and the sewer fund, and it required us this year to tap a little bit into reserves in both area in order to get those balanced. We tapped into a nominal amount of reserves for the general fund. We had about an $18,000 pot in there. We didn't have to use the whole thing, but we had to use a little bit in order to budget it. So that that was kind of the nature of the business in order to get it there. In conclusion, the budget is balanced, and then that's a victory, I think, given the situation and what the precedent is out there. So happy to answer any questions as it relates to the budget message.
Hey, thank you, John. I much appreciate that.
I was going to say that did we get less revenue than expected, and how much?
Did we get what?
Less revenue than expected.
No. We did not.
We did not.
No, right now we're sitting at 90% of our revenues through to date. Right now, it doesn't include most of March's revenue stream yet. I mean, April's revenue stream. So we've got like April, May, and June that haven't plugged in for that last 10%. However, the majority of that's property taxes, and the majority of property taxes have already come in. But we should meet our 10% over the next 3 months to get our expected revenues. Everything else, our revenues are on track. So.
Well, that's good then, because Eugene had a $15 million shortfall.
Yes, I understand.
And I was wondering if we had a shortfall this month.
Well, depends on how you look at it.
Depends on which department head you are.
Yeah. So, if we just take a look at the sewer fund, let's see. I'm going to go to page 20 in the sewer fund. And just for the benefit of those committee members who haven't participated in this before, once everybody is to page 20, I'll kind of walk through these titles up here. It's at the very bottom of the page. So it's going to be, it's actually right here on the side. It's not on the bottom of the elongated page.
Okay.
Right.
We're the green one.
Page 4. Right. And so we want to go back to like page 20.
Okay.
You
just have them so neatly separated.
Yeah.
18, 19, 20. So the improved columns are what our work is.
So yeah, so as we look through this, you can see some of our prior history. You see 21 actual, 22 actual, and then the 23 adopted, and then the 24 request. That's the department head's request. So, and then you see the proposed. Okay, so if you look at just the sewer fund expense line item. The request was for $3.67 million. We're proposing a budget of $3.144 million. So we had to cut this $500,000 from what the department had. And it's all based on projects. So if you go back to the capital section in the budget, so let's just wander backwards a page to page 19. And all of our budgets are laid out this way. They start out with personnel expenses, and then materials and services, then capital, then any transfers that we have to make from one department to another department. They'll be in the expenditure transfer section, and then debt, if we have any debt. So,
it's on 18 and 19, yeah. The bottom of 18.
I'm sorry, what are we looking at?
The capital for that.
No. Okay.
On 18?
Yes, it's at the bottom of 18, top of 19. But basically, the request was for $1.5 million in capital projects. Okay, so we've cut it down to 1.2, or actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've cut it down to 1.2 in that area.
Didn't they just have some blowers failures? They have to replace blowers?
Okay, so if you go to page 18, look at regional plan operations about two-thirds of the way down the page.
Okay.
Requested $950,000. We're proposing right now $800,000. Okay, look at the history. Last year we adopted $665,000. Prior to that, our actual was 516, and before that was 482. The reason this is so high, $450,000 of that is for a study that has to be done before the plant can be modified. So when we did our capacity study this year, what we found is that our treatment plant is approaching capacity. So they have to do a new plant facilities plan that takes an overall look at the treatment plant. It's $450,000.
You know, and not to interrupt, but this is nothing new. There's always a study or a plan or something that has to go through, and I don't know who comes up with these ideas, but we all are going to pay for them. The $800,000 adopted, is that our share of the sewer plant, or is that what we're splitting with Greens?
That's our share.
So they're getting 1.6 then.
So
essentially.
No, they don't get 1.6. That's the actual total operations of the treatment plant. That's split. It's divided up in the revenue side. So you're not going to see it in the expenditure side. Expenditures is total treatment plant operations.
Okay.
So if you go to capital outlay, we can't see it in here. You have to just look at Chris's notes to show how that all sorts out. But So. I've never done a facilities plan for that much money before. So in all the years I've been doing this, I've never had a plan top 200,000. So I was like completely shocked when I saw the number.
Who came up with that number?
Huh?
Who came up with that number?
I'm guessing that
it was an estimate that Chris got.
Yeah, we have used the same engineering firm to do our plant design work since the last time it was updated. Carrillo. I'm guessing it came from Carrillo.
But so it's not written in stone. It's a
no. No.
Can we shop that at all?
Yes, we could.
I think we should.
It's just...
And barter with them.
I mean, the reason that... and I don't want to get into that part of the discussion without Chris here, because he's really the one who needs to answer.
Right.
These
we
questions.
Don't need to go to those weeds right
so,
now.
So, anyway, we'll... But I had to reduce that down just to get the budget balanced. Mm-hmm. So there's a good chance that might have to increase, but based on our rate increase scenario.
But could that be by year? In other words, some this year and some next year?
Yeah, I'm sure it would be more than a one-year study.
So the $800,000 might not be spent this year, but over a period of maybe 2 years.
It's actually, well, the $425,000 study.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be budget. It's still going to be paid.
Right.
But I think we need to shop that a little bit personally.
And that does only include our half. That's just our half of
that's what I care of
the plan.
Well, we can pester Chris when we get to the actual hearing.
Yes. So, I just wanted to show you some of the things, so as you look through this, that you understand what each of the columns stands for, and you know, where the departments are making a request and where administration is having to make reductions in order to make this thing balance. So, general fund, we had to cut $700,000 out of the ask for general fund. And by cutting that, we had to add some revenues, we had to estimate some higher revenues, we had to estimate like an increase in rates, which will translate to an increase in franchise fees. So this thing is a complicated thing that to understand how all the moving pieces fit together.
Oh yeah.
So as we go through it more in detail, you'll get a better grasp of how all that works. But
couple questions before we go any further. Has anybody heard from Councilor White?
She's laid up for 6 months.
She's still going to have a copy of this.
Oh, no, we'll get her a copy.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll deliver one to her tomorrow.
I was texting back and forth, and I didn't agree with you, but with Councilor Sullivan, she's presently mowing her mother's lawn in green. Should I come? I said, no, you're fine. Mow the lawn.
Yeah.
So she needs pictures up sometime.
Yeah, she said she would do that.
So we'll get them.
Unless
we'll get them their budgets.
Deliver to her?
But she's in green.
Alicia.
But she's not there.
We'll get it
to her. I'll drop it off to her house.
So how about
maybe Greg will be there.
Bruce actually called and asked to be excused. It's his birthday. I guess I said you can't go to the committee meeting on your birthday. That was Bruce Justice. Rob Price called and asked about the meeting.
I can call him tomorrow and we can get him.
We'll make sure they get him all tomorrow.
Do you guys have any questions?
Not
yet.
The only question that I have is now we're meeting on the 3rd, 4 o'clock. Is that when we can have the conversation about the line items? Descriptions.
Yes, that's okay, so
there was a line that I looked at and I thought, I wonder what that is. But then I'm assuming
we'll have
line item conversations
right
when we work together on the 3rd.
Right. Our finance director, Ann, will be there to go through all the line items with you. Okay. Any of that you have questions on, and she'll be kind of walking through all of them as she goes through this thing.
Well, and some of the insurance, where it's so high because of the inflationary factor.
Well, we're in a consortium for health insurance and for liability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not typically based on that, but it is. I mean, it's affected by that because it's actually affected by all the city's experience levels across the board. So as costs have gone up, they've inflated that percentage as well.
Depending on who else has problems.
Exactly. You know, and what they are. So but we got about a 9%. We're anticipating like a 9% in health alone, and 12 or 13% in liability insurances, because there's been a lot of experience evidently out there.
Well, I think inflation plays a major role in a lot of that too.
I just an hour ago or hour and a half ago, I got a call from State Farm that does my car insurance, both my cars, and they said we're looking at a rate increase. We'll let you know ahead of time so you can come in and we can talk about how to adjust it if you want to. She said, we're getting a lot more payments for labor and parts and everything else, so our costs are going up, so we have to pass them on.
Right.
That's where it is. Yes, my skateboard too. The wheel came off.
When is the last time we shopped the insurance?
We don't shop it.
Is the consortium Douglas County?
No, statewide. Association of Oregon Cities, League of Oregon Cities. We're under CSI, which is City County Insurance Consortium, so it includes county agencies as well.
So we need to depend on them that they're keeping an eye on it.
We know that, yes. They, during the year, the insurance has like quarterly meetings, and they talk about how they're doing in this year's budget, but how they're doing against the other insurance consortium groups and things. So Yeah, it's very closely monitored, and it's run by your elected and city staff together are running it. So, I mean, they have the CSI has their own staff, insurance staff, but it's managed like the board of directors is a group of elected and appointed
cities. Are they part of LLC one?
No, they're standalone.
This is probably best.
Yes.
Boy, can you imagine what the premium is?
For the whole state?
Yeah. I'd like to have that account.
Yeah. That'd be a nice piece. Oof. So, but we do that all our own underwriting, everything. So,
who does the property casualty now for the city?
CSI.
They do too?
Yes.
Whoa.
You know, the reason for that is most other insurance companies won't touch it.
Well, it used to be, though.
Yeah, but
there used to be brokers that handled it.
It was getting prohibited. And so this is kind of a.
It's really too big for most of them.
Right.
And. Yeah, the vast majority of cities and counties are all included in it. So I don't know what I don't even know if there's any that are outside of it.
You guys shop the Safe insurance? Is that something we look at the bills for?
Safe is now handled by CSI.
Boy, that's almost kind of scary.
That's almost convenient.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary.
A little too convenient.
But what they did was they took over the state's program because the state was getting rid of it. So they weren't going to have it anymore, and that was the best alternative. But what they did was they adopted all the state's rules, including a kickback if you don't have experience, any kind of real expenditures there on your, on the cost of employees. So you get an annual kickback on it.
So when you do, like through the consortium, you just pay what they tell you to pay.
That's right.
And you don't really know.
Right. I mean, there's a group, the board of directors, this is a mix of elected and staff, they review all of the information that comes in from the CIS staff.
Can we get maybe just who's on there?
Yeah. We get an annual report, and it has all that information in it.
You're sounding a bit suspicious, sir.
Well, no, I just like to look at it, and see who's on it, and the whole ball of wax. If you don't mind.
No.
Yeah.
We're not hiding anything.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Do we need to elect? Do we need to elect a president?
No, we already have that. We did that. Ann is that individual.
No, Ann is the.
Elect your officer, the chair, of my office.
Yes. You got to elect your officers.
Sorry. Carry on. Who wants to be the chair?
I'm
accepting. There you go. I have a nomination for Alicia Anderson to be the chair of this committee.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Alicia. Yeah, well, thanks her for not showing up. Who wants to be?
Your pardon. Mark.
They are.
I believe a budget committee member has to be the chair, not a council.
I thought that the council was included in that whole committee.
Okay, I can be wrong.
Okay, so we're looking for a vice chair, someone who's in charge of vices.
I nominate Bruce Justice.
The nomination of Bruce Justice? Looking second. For a second.
He's an ex-cop.
Bruce Justice is vice chair. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Y'all can include yourselves in this vote too.
Yeah.
All opposed, same sign.
Of course.
Would you review that?
Volunteering for that. That's pretty cool.
Will you review that?
And now we're looking for a secretary as well. Who wants to nominate a secretary? I think Rob Price ought to be the secretary.
He's not here either.
That's right. I'll teach him.
Second.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And the railroad is just about done. Okay, so an adoption of rules. Oh, we already have those, don't we? Are we changing any of the rules up?
No.
Okay. We've already review the budget message, review the budget calendar. So any of y'all have any issues with the calendar?
No.
So we'll meet next on next Wednesday. And I'll be in this building?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it's at the community center, boss. Don't we have the budget committee meeting at the community center?
We have it in the
past. I know we have done it in the past, but I'm not sure why, because we have never had more people than we could fit in here.
We did not reserve the community center.
Was that the one we did at the community center last year?
I think that
Thomas, it was the sandwiches center for everybody?
Yes.
There were sandwiches there.
But there's no reason I don't believe that we can't do it in here.
And it really shouldn't take that, that kind of a commitment. So in the absence of the official chair, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here. Wish as of right now.
And don't drop by your house.
Thank you for volunteering.
Well, my hometown made national news tonight. Flooding on the Mississippi River.
I think the draft started tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it Thomas did. Has been, you know, sweating it all day.
The draft.
And his team isn't going to get
NFL.
Any new players.
I think we'll be all right. We've got two first rounders.
Who?
The Lions.
Oh.
I'm from Michigan, so I'm a long time
Detroit Lions fan.
Thank you for coming. Yeah. Appreciate y'all being here.
Yep.
Really glad to see you. That's so cool. I'm glad you participated. You're a short term resident, and I think that's awesome.
CJ Stroud, second overall.
Did he?
Yes, we did.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Bill, can we hear you?
Good.
I don't know. We met one time up on
the discussion. We probably don't need an hour, but I didn't want to short it.
And I was bitching about the dump trucks.
Yes.
After that, yeah. I don't know.
And they never did stop.
I mean,
no.
You know, it's one of those things that used to have years ago, because I've been there since 67, that same house. You used to have wait years ago.
And they had like a truck wrap for that meeting. But if you don't have a designated truck wrap that has a weight requirement,
thank you for volunteering to be the.
Yeah, I always just thought it was easy if they just go down state highways.
Meeting adjourned.